When we come back, we'll talk with Andrew Frank, who is being called an environmental whistleblower. We'll tell you why.
You're listening to BC's news leader, CKNW, News Talk 980.
All right, let's get back to what's making news. So earlier this week, a man named Andrew Frank wrote an open letter to the citizens of Canada. And boy, oh boy, is he getting a lot of attention for that. And Andrew Frank joins us now. Hi, thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Andrew, first of all, where were you working?
At the time that I wrote this letter, I was working with Forest Ethics Canada, which is an environmental group that has been very critical of the Enbridge oil tanker and pipeline project.
And what did you allege in that letter?
I alleged from a number of different sources that the Prime Minister's office had pressured an organization called Tides, which provides charitable funding to Forest Ethics. And the Prime Minister's office had labeled Forest Ethics an enemy of the government of Canada and an enemy of the people of Canada. And that's basically what I was communicating in that letter and how I thought that language was really damaging and an offense to all Canadian citizens.
And where did you get that information from?
That information came to me from several senior managers within Tides. I even went to go and visit Ross McMillan, who's the CEO of Tides and who received that information directly to confirm the story. And the nature of my interaction with him and the meeting I had with him told me that, you know, that is in fact what had happened. If you look at the media coverage that has happened subsequently, Tides has suggested that my account was quote unquote inaccurate, but they've never said that it was untrue. The Prime Minister's office has also avoided commenting on whether or not it targeted Tides and Forest Ethics.
Right, and so you're right about the media reaction. That is exactly what those companies have said. How did that make you feel?
It actually makes me feel great because I think there's a truth that's implicit in this that all Canadians have seen. Since I wrote that letter, it went viral on the internet, and it's been read 60,000 times, and it just keeps growing, and that's since Tuesday morning. I've been getting emails and phone calls from across the country, everything from high school students to retired senior citizens, and this letter just really struck a nerve with people.
Why do you think that is?
I think there's a feeling that this government, in trying to push this pipeline through, ended up treading on rights that we all share. So this is, regardless of what your politics are or what your position on this pipeline is, there's a general sense that this government has gone too far, that they've overstepped, and that they've, frankly, I think, lost the moral authority to govern.
But if that's the case, if that's what actually was said, if the Prime Minister did label those groups as enemies of Canada, why wouldn't those groups admit that?
Tides Canada, for example, I was told by them they are dead convinced that the Prime Minister's office is going to destroy them by trying to rewrite the rules for environmental charities. For them, it was a matter of life and death in terms of their own funding, so they were unwilling to go public. Forest Ethics, which is the organization I was working with and which I was fired from, has since admitted that they were targeted. They've sent out an email to supporters, and they've now launched a website and petition called WeWillNotBeSilenced.ca, I think is the title.
So why not go big with that? Why not tell everybody? I mean, if you say you've gotten all this attention for bringing it forward, why won't they do it?
Forest Ethics is doing it now. Tides isn't doing it because they think in the long run this government is going to come after them. Certainly, I was encouraging them for weeks to do this, and it was only last week that I realized, you know, they weren't going to do it. So I had to do it as a citizen. You know, this is something I've never done before, and it was something that it was a story that I knew I had to share with my fellow citizens.
But for the government to label these groups enemies of Canada, isn't that something that would be more widely known or somehow become public?
If you talk to anyone in the environmental movement, I found out later that a lot of people knew that. No one was saying that. So there's a general, if you look at the news coverage, there's a general chill among environmental groups and even among other citizens groups who are really afraid that this government is going to come after the way that they fund their work. No one wants to speak out. And so, you know, as a lone citizen, I was able to do that. And now it seems to have been a bit of a watershed moment.
You lost your job.
Yeah, absolutely. I lost my job, but I was willing to throw myself under the bus for this greater good. I really believed in this story, and frankly, you know, me losing my job is kind of history. I mean, we're much further along than that now. We've got a bit of a movement online to hold this government to account, and I'm really strongly encouraging members of Parliament and as well as the media and citizens in general, to keep asking some questions that I've put up on my website, andrewfrank.ca. There's two questions I want the public to ask their MPs, and we'll keep asking them until we get a straight answer from this government.
I did read a story today that said that environmental groups right across the country had seen more checks coming in, more fundraising as a result of sort of what has been happening. Do you think? I think Canadians are responding, and they do know, or they are trying to pay attention.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think this was a wake-up call for people. I mean, this government, they started by labeling people radicals and extremists, and of course that was just the tip of the iceberg. In fact, they're referring to Canadians who have a legitimate concern about environmental issues as enemies of the government of Canada and enemies of the people of Canada. I know Greenpeace yesterday received some Freedom of Information requests that show that the government in foreign affairs documents has been calling First Nations and environmentalists quote-unquote adversaries. And at the same time calling the National Energy Board, which is supposed to be an arm's-length regulatory body, calling that body an ally. So, I mean, the question is, have they already prejudged the outcome of this review process for this pipeline and this tanker project, which, you know, as far as British Columbians are concerned, is all risk and no reward?
Do you regret coming forward?
Oh, not at all. It's the best thing I've ever done. You know, I've had so much support. I was never scared throughout this, but I never felt so powerful as when this story broke, because literally I can't even keep up with the emails and the phone calls that are coming to me from complete strangers across the country. So, if this is something that other folks can come forward with their stories now, I'd feel even better about it. But no, it's been a really wonderful thing to have done. And my family, I'm from a small town, and everyone in my small town has been pulling for me. That's Oliver in the South Okanagan, and I appreciate all the folks there who have been backing me up in all this as well.
All right, well, Andrew, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks so much.
That is Andrew Frank, being called an environmental whistleblower. We're going to talk more about this story next week, actually. All right, now, the news is next.